Yeah, yeah, Eminem just left. You know what I'm saying? This is how we doing it. I brought it up earlier with Em about the Governor's Island thing, and then, of course, you know, the homie had to call up here, the boss. 50 Cent, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Happy birthday.
Good looking, man. Jesus. Wow.
Set it off proper. Em checked in with you, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. He actually flew in here, 50. Can you believe it? For my birthday.
Man, I mean, that had to feel good, right?
Jesus Christ.
You could barely get him out the house for... I mean, you can't get him out the house for money.
Yo.
I flew down there. I had 15 million for him. I flew down there for it was a script called Conrail.
Wow.
And I had everybody on deck. They was ready to pay him $15 million to do the movie. And we was gonna shoot it in Detroit, so he would drop Haley off and pick up from school.
Uh huh.
Man, that nigga still didn't want to come outside.
I was telling him about Governor's Island today, man. He was kind of interested, man. You think you might squeeze him out there? I don't know, man.
Oh, man. If I can make that happen, I'm going to be like godly. I might just walk on the water back across to the city. If I do that, you know?
Can you let the people know, like, so tonight is going to be crazy. You got all your homies coming through out tonight. You got Dipset, D-Block. You got Kid Cudi.
We have a really good show, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a real hip hop joint, like not just the commercialized music, the commercial joints. We want to do something different, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ!
See, like when they build the summer jams and stuff like that, they pick the guys that have a strong radio presence.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the guys that have a strong radio presence have marketing dollars behind the record. Yo. That means the record company chose them.
Oh, okay. So
you know, so a lot of times, like you'll hear the song, the public will hear a song too, and they'll be like, "I like this song, it's good," but it ain't playing the same as the commercial records because the companies ain't spending no money on it.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. They're assuming that you chose a lot of these artists to be down with you. Is that true, or is that
not actually to be down with me, but to be a part of the actual event? Like this, it's really this is 50.com Hot 97 event.
Oh, okay, Paul.
You know what I'm saying, like. My name happens to be 50.
Jesus Christ.
You know, like, even the banners and the things that they actually put up around it, event, like, I got a chance to see the layout. Like, ain't none of it got, like, my face and none of that kind of stuff on there. It's just, it's revenue from thisis50.com putting an event together, you know?
That's hot, son. This 50 is like a monster on the internet, man. It's really a situation to be dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just starting. See, after this, it'll probably be doing Power 106 in Los Angeles.
Wow.
The West Coast. This is 50 Fest, and then in Atlanta.
Jesus Christ. And of course,
in a different series. Maybe not all this year, but, you know, following year, when you go back, it'll be multiple shows with different people on it. You know what I mean?
And then and then that way you could link with your homie Snoop, you know what I'm saying? And
all day into that. Real day.
You know he's supposed to call up. Like he just called me. He's hearing the show. He can't believe it. And then he's gonna call up here.
Ah,
Jesus Christ, man! I mean, dude,
get a little bit of that Cali love, right?
and one of the main twits we got today. Are you performing "Have a Baby by Me, Girl" today? Are you gonna perform that at the show?
I probably will. I haven't performed it yet. Like when I went to my neighborhood to do the 40 day, well, Forever Young Day.
Wow.
When we did it, I didn't do the single because I'm in the tri-state. It's an opportunity for me to do material that I put out on the mixtape circuit.
Yep.
That I never performed before. So you'll see, you was actually absent, so I had to use Robbie Robb.
Yeah, but I heard it went well. No, the police was fucking trying to fuck with you a little something, but I see you were fucking with the police a little something out there.
yeah, they was all over the place. But, you know that can happen anyway, like, because they know some things never change in people's minds. They see you the same way, you know?
Jesus Christ. Speaking of the same way, man, I'm just happy that you went against all the BS because you could have did the original day that got canceled.
Yeah, the original day. What happened was They was saying they didn't want me to promote it. So I was keeping it low. I wasn't going crazy with me, like behind 97 or any of the other radio stations or having anybody like doing interviews and letting them know about it. So the New York Post puts out an article, a 2-page article.
Wow.
And it pretty much draws a map from where I got shot back to where I'm going to be performing. You know, like, they went crazy. So now, after they did it, all of the other media outlets picked it up.
Mm.
And it had got so crazy. Mayor Bloomberg and the governors out there talking about it. And I'm like, damn, like, this. They told me not to promote it, then they gave it national coverage.
That's crazy. And you hooked up with Bette Midler to do all these charities, and they still, like, you know, I'm like, Christ, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, well, to a certain point, like, even when the law enforcement is involved,
that's where it gets fucking...
It gets crazy.
Non-trustworthy.
Yeah, then it's a little... It get real shaky in different places.
And you proved it. You did all hardcore records. I saw the show on the internet. It's all over the fucking internet. Yeah,
and no incidents.
Yeah.
So why nobody's there? It's obvious that there would have been no problem. But what they were afraid of was there was nobody knew that this was going to take place.
Oh, okay. So they,
and there was 5,000 people there.
And they couldn't plan it out.
So. Right. That happened from that morning. Like, when people started seeing the balloons and stuff going up in the neighborhood, they're like, oh, he's coming. Then they get on the phone, and next thing you know, 5,000 people are there. So if it actually happened on the 30th, it might have been 30 or 40,000 people.
Jesus.
Because then everybody in the tri-state would have been aware of it because of the New York Post and because of the other, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you proved them wrong. And tonight at Governor's Island, that was supposed to be your original. You got to do the longer set tonight, actually.
Yeah. It's a lot longer than it, you know, but I get a chance to strut my stuff a little bit.
Wow. And in front of all the, you know, the Jim Joneses and all of them, you know, they're going to try to come out with their best tonight because...
Well, they're going to come out. We're going to put on a great show. Like, you know, it'll all be to the credit of This Is 50.com, Hot 97, for putting it together. And, you know, it'll be amazing. Like, I'm sure that they're going to come on the A game.
And those who missed the show for some reason, they could watch all the footage all tonight, right? On This Is 50.
Oh, man, they could check it out. We're going to put it together. It's going to be there.
Yo, we're going to come right back, man. Let's get into Have a Baby, man. All the bitches want to hear that right now, man.
Oh, man, they need to hear that.
Can we get into
have
that?
Babies.
Let's get into that right now. We're going to come right back. 50 Cent, happy birthday to Who Kid, pow.